Hi, it's Mac here, it's McCoggan once again on Audioboo, and this is the third test of the Tascam IXJ stereo audio interface device for iOS devices. In this case, I'm back into the iPad 3, still using my Zoom H2N digital recorder to input to the Tascam. And I have set the zoom to the mode XY rather than to channel surround, since I am in studio, as I say, I'm in my office study. And the reason I did that was because Bernie Goldbach gave some good feedback to me on the original recording this morning, requesting if I could create a softer or a warmer sound for the vocals on the Tascam. I can't see how I can do that, Bernie. I really do not see how I can do it. The only settings that may have affected that might have been the limiter switch, but I doubt it. So I've left that as it is, and I've set my Zoom to XY mode. But if that does create this richer, warmer sound that you prefer, then that would only be in this case, because normally when I'm out and about, it's in two channel surround mode. So I do not know how I would do this. Maybe someone else does. So as I said, I'm in the iPad 3, and I have already trialed the Tascam in this mode at input level settings, the stereo input level settings at 4. Unfortunately, what happened was I didn't get enough volume in the audio when I played back, so I went back to 6. On the dials. 8 really picks up, and 10 just creates feedback even though I'm using earbuds. So 6 seems to be a pretty much an ideal for my Zoom H2N to feed into. So there you go. And the green lights are flickering away, albeit you have to go up in volume to actually see those green lights. So into the iPad 3, into the Bostrock Studio app, and in this case I've turned the iOS automatic gain control off. I had it set to on this morning in the first test, and it's set to off in this case, and I don't know how that. I'll play it back and see how it goes first before I upload it. But once again, anyone who has any interest in this, who can help me out with any settings or anything, that any wee tweaks that can let me get the best out of the device. I'm really happy with the Tascam, I have to say, and some of the additional controls on the back of the device, as the mono sum, where if you wish to put two stereo inputs in but to reduce them to mono, then you can do that. It has two 3.5mm stereo jacks, A and B. I'm using B at the moment. You can select A if you wish, or if your device splits, you can actually use A and B and set it, the controls at the back, to receive that as a stereo input. So apart from that, and the battery, those that have phantom power or not, that is one other switch, and the micro USB for charging, then that's about it. But I have to say, it's a lovely wee gizmo, a lovely wee device, and it's, although at first when you feel it, it feels flimsy, it does have the look and the feel of something that is durable. And since I know that Andre Louis and Rocky, both have used this device for a while, and I do believe that Boris in a Box, who I follow vehemently because he does some fantastic stuff in stereo, variably in stereo, and he obviously uses the device, so it's obviously got a bit of longevity with it, and I'm really happy with that. So another test 3, and any feedback, as I said, would be fantastic. Any tips and advice, more so the welcome. So I'll end this test. Maybe I'll do something really in audio for the last day of audio week. I really need to do something. I haven't done a lot today. Anyway, speak soon. Oh, by the way, the backing track that you're hearing is the same backing track as the first test this morning. I messed it up by using a different backing track for the second one. I should have kept them all the same for reference purposes. So back to the original backing track.